Welcome to Misunderstood Podcast. Today, I am your founder, Kumo Kumalo, and today I'm here with Khositi Le Mashukhane, family, my brother. How are you doing today?
I'm alright. Top of the morning. Salute, man. How am I doing? It's a Sunday, so you know it's calm. Listening to jazz, so we're groovy, chilling, all smiles, I'm happy. And then just super proud of being here. Kind of had this conversation a little bit on repeat, but you know, the sentiment stands. I am super proud of you for setting up, you know, this platform where, you know, young people can come on and really be known for, you know, being thought leaders within our generation, come and share their ideas, their views on society and how we can progress. Yeah, so that's where I'm at today. So I just wanted to say that super proud of you for setting this up. And I'm excited for what this, you know, holds. And I want to see it grow. I want to see you do well. But I'm 110% getting behind a platform that's going to allow us to, you know, step out of the trope of being deemed as misunderstood generation. We are not misunderstood. You know, there's a beautiful quote I once heard. That says, you know, there's no such thing as people who are misunderstood. They're simply unheard.
Yeah.
And that's because, especially when it, you know, when that relates to the youth, there aren't many platforms where we can get together and have conversations and just share our ideas. You know, quite often we're stifled. We're told to keep quiet, that we don't know enough, that we need to learn, get behind somebody, start on the ground level up. And of course, you know, I agree with the sentiment, you can't just want to rise to the top, but also, like, you know, you can be young but also be influential, and I think that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
And from my side, man, just respect.
Nah, thank you. I mean, when I look at it, by the time this has gone up, the website's gone up, the promo videos have been doing pretty well from what I've seen. And for me, this is a brand, this is a community, this is a movement, because for once, like you said, the youth is actually going to be provided a platform to discuss things, to be their own people, to share their ideas. Because for me personally, I'm just tired of being misunderstood. And I'm tired of being forced into these social media trends where we are essentially performative activists. We're reactionary, we're not proactive, we really don't care for what is happening within our society. And we think the post that we're going to make is going to change the world and essentially save us. And in reality, for me, what this becomes is not only a space where voices can be heard, but also a space where people can find themselves.
Yeah.
And finally get to find what their voice means to them.
I hear that.
And how their voice works in a society and where they place themselves. And I think this is a space that's not going to be necessarily the most politically correct or a place where we're going to filter conversations.
Lord knows we are going to get cancelled. But it's okay, because cancel culture doesn't exist.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, how do you cancel people who simply don't care?
Exactly that.
And I just think I want to extend that and ensure that every individual who joins this community gets a place, gets their place in society, and doesn't feel overlooked or outshunned. But I do want to ask you, what are your aims for this? What are your aims in the future? Where do you go from here?
So where do I go from here? Let's start about why I'm here in the first place. You know what I mean? So just in terms of from a technical background, wanting to speak and, you know, be on a podcast in itself. I did radio. Right, I got to university, did the campus radio thing, really enjoyed it, and, you know, for personal reasons, no longer at the University of Pretoria. So Tux FM was out of the question. Not going to travel all the way to Pretoria for, you know, just to simply be on the radio. But, you know, it was a blessing in disguise, because, you know, 3 months later, here we are sitting in, you know, your home, and again back on air speaking, sharing my voice. So I think that's always been a passion of mine, you know this, yeah. You know, from high school, public speaking, you know, just constantly being a person that's not afraid to let their views be known. So that's why I'm here, number one. And what I hope out of this is, you know, to build a record of, you know, being seen or recognized as a thought leader of our generation. You know, I never want to be known as someone who's going to jump on, you know, the most popular political bandwagon to progress yourself in, you know, your aspiring career or what you see for yourself. I want to be known as someone that stood firm and built for themselves and shared and was able to win people over with their own thoughts and conceptualizations around society. So, you know, when my brother creates a platform and he says that's his aim, to create a space where the youth can come and, you know, be leaders of society, I'm like, that's where I'm going to be, 110%. So it's a no-brainer for me. But I'm going to throw the question back at you. Why Misunderstood? Why the podcast? Why not a blog? Why not so many other things that people are doing? What is it that made you want to start the podcast?
Firstly, why not a blog? Because English is hard, my nigga. I don't write well. I'm trying to write, and you'll see my writing on the website. I think I've always enjoyed the poetry and everything, but I don't necessarily get my point across through writing, and I think it differs for every other individual.
Yeah.
But why the podcast? Why this? Why have I decided to go into this route? I think it's the same thing. I've always wanted to be able to have a recording of my voice and essentially tell people what my thoughts are. Give my opinions on situations and allow individuals to hop on that, speak to that, because just like you, I'm not the individual who's trying to follow the trend or trying to do what looks best for everyone else. I tend to do the things that are good for me, and sometimes people don't understand why. So I think a lot of it for me was just being able to explain myself and getting an opportunity to attack difficult conversations that we over the times have refused to engage in or feels too sensitive to engage in,
yeah.
Because it's not within the liberal mind frame or the scope, because it's either you're against us or with us. There's no in between and space to have that conversation. So I think I wanted this to be the platform where you aren't forced to pick a side, where you aren't forced to say this is the ideology that I have to stand by wholeheartedly,
yeah.
But you get to unpack every single nuance, engage every single nuance, and understand what that means for you.
I love that. And I want to make one thing clear. When you said voice, I know you don't mean it in the literal sense, because you said you want to have a recording of your voice.
Yeah.
We don't mean that as in, you know, I want to hear myself just because I talk nice. No, when he says voice, we mean, you know, the impact that your thoughts can have when they're articulated and said out loud to the world. That's what we mean by voice, the power of sharing your truth.
No, I definitely hear you on that, because I think what people might mistake this for, us being very big characters, is people thinking that we want to hear ourselves speak nicely and essentially be in a room where we can just agree and disagree with each other for hours.
Yeah.
When in reality, it's not that. It's really us trying to have an impact on the world, because if we didn't, we would be failures, not only to ourselves, but to our families.
To be young is to change the world, and to change the world means one must rebel against the notions of society. I once said that in a speech that was horrible.
I remember that one.
Yeah, but you know, the sentiment is maintained. To be young is to change the world, and to change the world means we need to be a little bit rebellious to the status quo. And like you said, we don't want to fall into the trope of being parrots of social media.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I'm rocking with the initiative. I rock with it. Like, yeah, it's massive. I think this is going to be special. It's going to be special when we're done with it.
I think before we kind of cut it, because it's very much just an introductory episode, there's not much we want to speak about. Who is Kgosietsile Mashogane in today's day and age?
Kgosietsile Mashogane has taken many forms in my very young 19 years. You know, but Positile Mashogane is an athlete. I'm a rugby player, a sportsman. I'm not going to say an academic, but someone who has, you know, taken an interest in, you know, political readings, writings, and, you know, the process of sharing one's thoughts. You know, that is deeply entrenched in me. And when I say I'm political, I mean that, you know, holistically, in the sense that I have always wanted to be involved in some form of activism at every stage of life, from the age of as young as 4. You know, when I was asked what you want to be, when most kids were like, doctors, astronaut, doctor. I was like, I want to be the president. And, you know, obviously that's changed over time. Not necessarily the end goal. I think president at the time meant for me, I want to be an individual who has the mind and the impact on society that can create positive change for the next person beyond self, right? I understood that from the age of 4. And as I've grown, you know, it's manifested quite nicely, or, you know, has actualized quite nicely. Been in a similar position to you at 17. I was mayor of the Johannesburg Junior Council. You know, then at high school level, the president of the SRC. And then stepping into my first year, being deemed by Bantu Holomisa as the future of the UDM, which unfortunately was short-lived, just because I didn't see the space to grow in such a small party. You know, but the nice thing about it is that that's there, it's on the resume, it can't be deleted. If you Google me now, that's one of my biggest flexes, Google me. But Google me now, I come up as, you know, the next mind coming through the UDM. And as much as I've stepped away from that, what do I do in the meantime before I find my, you know, next political home or political sanctuary? It's continue to allow myself to be a thought leader. So that's who Kgositile Mashogane is. And I'm a lover of life, man. Lover of life, love of people. And just looking to give back to society in whatever manner that I can. So Mtonga. Bab Khumalo, who are you? Tell the people what you're about.
You know, this is a question that I think led to the creation of Misunderstood, in the sense that the person I am today may not be the person I am tomorrow.
Heavy, but I hear that.
And I think for me, who I am is, I'm an excellent CV, essay debating, being through the ranks, I'm chief whip of the JJC. The CV says it all, but in reality, that isn't who I am. That isn't the person I want to sell to the world. The person that I want to be is the person that provided a platform, became an entrepreneur because me, I like money, and became an individual who set way for other individuals like-minded to speak, to actually find themselves and their voices. And I don't say this in the airy-fairy way of we must find our identity through what we do, but I really mean this in the ways in which we walk, in the ways in which we talk, in the ways in which we present ourselves in those rooms. And I think for me, who I really am is everything. I am everything in which I do and which I live. And I don't know how to put that in words. So hopefully by hearing my voice and getting to know me and my mind, I'm able to sell me.
I hear you. When you say you're everything, I resonate with that so much, because, well, we've spoken about us being big characters, right? But I've always said that there's so many sides to my personality that you will never just gain, you know, there's no simple understanding of the individuals that we are. You know, you're not going to sit down with me for 20 minutes and walk away and be like, you know, and have a solid outlook on the, you know, or perception of who I am, because that changes, you know. We're very multifaceted and we're able, I think, I'm going to say we're chameleons, right?
Yeah.
But that often has a negative connotation, in the sense that we allow ourselves to be shaped by society.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree. We don't allow ourselves to be shaped by society. We are able to fit in, right? and attached to any facet of society. So, you know, mention being a sportsman. I'm not going to have the conversations that you and I have in that space, right?
Mm.
I'm going to dive into that neck deep and, you know, be, live and be alive in that space and thrive.
Yeah.
And then we come into the political world, which doesn't necessarily merge or, you know, has no connection to the other one, and, you know, thrive in that.
Mm.
And you're the same. You, and, you know, it's hard when you're an individual of that caliber.
Yeah.
Only because when you don't have a platform like this where you can constantly update the world on where your headspace is at that point in time, people's perception of you might be a false one.
That's very true. And I think it's also true to the environments that we've been in. And I think we'll cover this as we progress through the podcast, but people have very different views of us depending on what space we're in.
In, exactly.
And who we talk to. Because, I mean, we look at our mothers, the people we have put through hell and heaven. They understand the full range.
Of course.
But sometimes we show them a trick or two, a little bit of spice. And then we look at our friends, and our friends understand one aspect of us. But they don't understand the mind. Or they do, but they have something that they haven't seen yet. It's always an interesting thing. There's more learning to be done. And I think, because we've been able to be those individuals, in essence, it's given us an advantage. We've been given the ability to look out on different aspects of life and live those aspects full-heartedly.
Facts.
And I think because we've been able to do that and we've loved doing that, being able to have a space where we can constantly remind ourselves and update where we are is going to be amazing and is going to be loving, because this for us is definitely going to be something bigger than us, and I always hope for that.
Of course.
Because
this is a legacy project.
Yeah, it's definitely that, and hopefully people get to find themselves here, like I said, and they also get to grow with us. They also get to see their years and their life continue on. I do want to say, though, in closing, that this is going to be difficult conversations. This is going to be funny conversations. This is going to be the stories we tell you about how people did dumb things in our life.
Yeah.
And also the stories we tell you, well, more the stories Hossie will tell you about how he gets kicked out of clubs and beat up by bouncers. And
yeah.
I want to make this a space that feels like home and feels real, feels genuine. And I would only love to do that with my brother. So
of
I want
course.
To say thank you. And I want to say for me, I'm going to send it over and out to, obviously, Mr. Radio, so he can close it for us. And for everyone who's listening, this has been your founder, Kumo Kumalo. Thank you.
I think my brother said it well, man. He said it well, that the space is going to be special. Conversations are going to be hard at times, but they're also going to be beautiful, man. And I think that's the biggest takeaway that we can ask from this project, is that, you know, the beauty isn't missed in what's happening here. But, you know, in closing, I don't want to make this too long. I'm just going to say, you know, love, peace, and prosperity to the world. Top of the morning. We out.